is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour two of the Tuesday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you've been holding on to a piece of show prep for days now.
I love it.
And you have been begging me to get it out there. So what is it?
Well, it's a story about Ava Estelle. She's 81.
She's got that 81 sounding kind of name.
Mm. Ava.
Ava. Well, you're not going to think
Beatrice.
Ava sounds so 81 here in a minute.
Okay.
Myrtle. Hazel was so ticked off when two thugs.
Oh, it's Hazel? I'm
it's
sorry.
Ava. I'm just making up some old.
Oh, okay.
Gertrude was so ticked off when two thugs raped her 18-year-old granddaughter that she tracked the unsuspecting ex-cons down and shot off their testicles.
Whoa.
Yeah. The old lady spent a week hunting down those men, and when she found them, she took revenge on them in her own special way, said Melbourne police investigator Ivan Delp. She took a taxi to the nearest police station, laid the gun on the sergeant's desk, and told him calm as could be, "Those bastards will never rape anyone again, by God."
Probably not.
The cops say convicted rapist and robber Davis Firth lost both his penis and his testicles when he went out when outraged Ava opened fire with a 9mm pistol in a hotel room where he and former prison cellmate Stanley Thomas, 29, were holed up.
Wow.
They wrinkled
a good aim.
Yeah, apparently she didn't miss. The wrinkled Avenger also blew Thomas's testicles to kingdom come, but doctors managed to save his mangled penis. Police said the one guy, Thomas, didn't lose his manhood, but the doctor said that he wouldn't be using it the way that he had.
Probably not.
Yeah. Detective told the reporters,
wow,
both men are still in pretty bad shape, but I think that they're just happy to be alive after what they've been through.
I bet.
The Rambo granny, I love how they start each one of these.
Now, this is from Australia.
Off. Yes.
Okay.
Melbourne.
Now, I want to know, we're going to get to this, I'm sure, but I want to know if there's this attitude in America frequently of,
well, even though these guys were rapists, it was wrong for her to take the law into her own hands.
Do they have that attitude in Australia?
I doubt it. Doesn't seem like it. This article certainly isn't written in that,
okay,
in that
manner.
All right. They start out each one of these with a funny little gun-toting granny,
yeah,
wrinkled Avenger, Rambo granny, swung into action August 21st after her granddaughter Debbie was carjacked and raped in broad daylight by two knife-wielding creeps in a section of town bordering on Skid Row.
Wow.
When I saw the look in my Debbie's face that night in the hospital, I decided I was going to go out and get those bastards myself because I figured the law would go easy on them.
She's probably right.
It'd been a week. I mean, they were going to find him?
Mm.
The cops were going to poof.
Unlikely.
They kicked in the hotel door just after she was in there and shot their testicles off?
Does it talk about how she tracked him down?
It does go into that briefly.
It says she spent a week doing it.
Yes.
I mean, that's dedication. That's awesome.
I figured the law would go easy on him, recalled the retired library worker. Got shot by an 81-year-old retired librarian.
Yes.
I wasn't scared of him either because I got my gun and I've been shooting all my life and I wasn't
good
dumb enough
her
to turn it in when the law changed. When the law changed about owning one.
That was going to be my next point, because I remember hearing that Australia banned personal handgun possession.
Mm-hmm. So,
and I was about to go look it up right when you said that.
So using a police artist's sketch of the suspects and Debbie's description of the sickos, tough as nails, Ava spent another 7 days prowling the wino-infested neighborhood where the crime took place till she spotted the ill-fated rapists entering a flophouse hotel. I knew it was them the minute I saw them, but I shot a picture of them anyway and took it back to Debbie, and she said, sure as hell, it was them.
Good for her.
Now,
not jumping to conclusions.
It's smart, but
yep. Where
were the police when these guys were, you know, in the same neighborhood that they had committed the crime?
Well, they're busy. They're doing important things.
And it's not that I have a problem with police. I'm just saying that they're not incentivized properly to solve crimes.
Well, why is that?
Well, why do private investigators, why did Estelle, Ava Estelle,
mm-hmm,
solve the crime? And why?
She's motivated.
Yeah, they're not financially motivated to do it.
They're going to get paid,
they're
whether or not.
Is essentially what
they
do.
Aren't peacekeepers.
That's what they're supposed
they
to
do. They destroy the peace by arresting innocent, nonviolent people.
Well,
they contribute
to
chaos.
The point. That's part of their job, unfortunately, and we should change that part of their job description.
They're mindless automatons.
All right, anyway, whatever. I knew that I'm not going that far. All I'm saying is,
yeah,
Why didn't the cops, if it was this easy, that an 81-year-old retired she librarian with a gun tucked in her, in the waistband of her night shift here, managed to go, I mean, didn't she look ever so slightly conspicuous, you know, traipsing around Skid Row outside of a hotel, you know, a flophouse hotel?
Maybe she roughed herself up a little bit.
Well, she might be that smart.
Shaved her head or something like
that. She does sound like she might be a little tough. All right. I knew it was them the minute I saw him. I shot the picture and took it back to Debbie, and she said, sure as hell it was them, the oldster recalled.
Do Australians talk like Texans?
I don't know. So when I get back to the hotel, I found their room, knocked on the door. The minute the big one opened the door, I shot him square between the legs, right where it really hurt him the most, you know. When I get in,
he wasn't expecting that.
No, he wasn't expecting
that. He's in the hotel room snorting coke off a hunting knife or something
like
that.
I'm sure he doesn't have that kind of money.
And opens up the door. There's this old lady standing there. He thinks she's got the wrong room. He thinks she's forgotten where her room is.
And pop, pop.
Wow.
Right there between the legs.
She pulls that gun out before he even has time to think.
Yep. So I went in, I shot the other one as he backed up and pleaded for me to spare him. Then I went down to the police station and turned myself in. Now, baffled lawmen are trying to figure out exactly how to deal with the vigilante granny. Vigilante granny. What she did was wrong. She broke the law.
But it
was difficult to throw an 81-year-old woman in prison, said Detective.
I bet it was.
Especially when 3 million people in the city want to nominate her for mayor.
Huh. Wow. So they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going to happen.
No, at this point, I don't have an update.
There's
going
to be more to this story. When was this written? The vigilante grandma from Australia.
I got it 2 weeks ago, but I don't know for certain when this was written.
You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to do a quick search during one of the breaks and see if there's been an update on that, because that is quite an interesting story. Now, what do you think, listeners? Is this out of line? Did she go too far? Should she have just tracked down the guys on her own and called the police? Would that have been the right solution?
I think what she did is out of line, but I can totally understand it.
Right.
I think that if you're going to shoot somebody, you should shoot them if they're a danger to you or your family or your property right now.
While they're being a danger.
Right.
Yeah. But she wasn't there at the time.
That's correct.
They pulled her 18-year-old granddaughter out of her car in the middle of day, carjacked her, and then raped her.
Mm.
So grandma wasn't around.
You know what? I got this from a listener, and I just looked it up on Truth or Fiction, and it's fiction.
What?
It is.
We've been scammed.
I have been.
I don't believe it. That's such a good story.
It's
what was
great
the source?
Too.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that wasn't a news article?
I got a date on it, everything. July 29th, Melbourne, Australia.
That wasn't a news article? They didn't link you to an article? You were just reading that out of an email?
It looked so much like a news article with the date and everything at the top.
But there was no source.
No source.
Normally we start out by citing a source, Mark, and you drop the ball on
it. I loved it so much. You know,
right,
I wanted
know
it so bad.
But how do we know it's fake? Does it tell you?
Truth or fiction, the story of from Australia after her 18-year-old granddaughter was raped. The truth. We've not been able to find any record of the grandmother or the suspects. The folks at the Darwin Awards have listed the story as an urban legend. The man from the Office of Public Prosecutions in Australia. You know, I wanted it so bad, I didn't double-check my sources.
Oh.
And I feel like such a jerk.
Yeah.
But
you look like
story.
One, too.
It's a great story.
It is a great story. And it could be true. It could be. I mean, it's, really...
it doesn't matter. I mean, whether
there are plenty of people. I mean, if you have enough time on your hands, and if you're 81 years old, it was totally plausible. And the reason why is because she's 81, she's got no job, she's got nothing to do except gardening. I mean, that's what she does, right? If you're 81 years old, you're either sitting inside, rotting away watching television, or you're out at the bridge club playing tennis or gardening. I mean, there's women that there's old people that do something with their time, and there's old people that just wither away. And so she's got time. And that's all you need to do that kind of footwork.
Oh, it's all extraordinarily believable story. Unfortunately, it's just not.
Well, I have one that is a true story from a real news source. It's not in front of me, so I'm recapping this, but it was from a real news source. There was a household that was vandalized by some teenagers, allegedly. TP, toilet paper, the usual teenage pranks. And the woman of the household, the mother, vowed to track them down. She went from grocery store to grocery store looking for toilet paper purchases. And she found the store. They reviewed the videotapes, found the kids. She saw the truck they got into, and she tracked them down. And now they're in some trouble. More on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Spending your gas money at a different kind of pump may be a chemistry experiment that'll really bang your buck. When I come back, I'll whisper my secret formula.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
The formula for prolonging the life of tires could be found in the periodic table. Actually, it is in nitrogen. Filling tires with pure nitrogen versus oxygen-rich compressed air may have advantages. Since oxygen promotes rubber breakdown, tires pumped with nitrogen should last longer. Also, nitrogen permeates rubber at a lower rate, so tires lose pressure at a slower rate. And nitrogen's dispensed from clean and dry cylinders, which reduce the intake of dirt and moisture, tire snakes in the grass, or in this case, snakes in the gas, as they cause internal degradation. So experiment with nitrogen. It's a gas, gas, gas. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, we invite you to bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including a year's worth of archives. That's right. Right there on the front page of the site, there's no logging in. There's no members-only area or any of those other things those other talk shows want you to go through, and they want you to spend money to get their archives. We give it away. FreeTalkLive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org.
I'm a proud member of the first 1,000. What program?
Pledge.
Pledge.
Okay. Yes. Obviously not too knowledgeable a member, but nonetheless.
I'm going to be there.
We only read that liner once a night. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Hey, last night we were talking about this. You had an article about outsourcing healthcare.
Right.
And
which, by the way, Neil Bortz bit off of us today.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to get it. You got to get your preps from somewhere. Some prep from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Show prep. All right. Well, the article was about how U.S. companies are offering their employees the choice. They say, okay, well, you need some, you need an operation. Well, you can either go here in America, go down the street to the hospital, and it's going to cost a lot of money. You're going to have to pay a lot in co-payments and other payments. It's just going to cost a lot. Or you can go over here to New Delhi, India, to a state-of-the-art hospital, and it's going to cost you nothing. In fact, we're going to cut you a check if you go to India and get the procedure done. And you said, Mark, you and Torgo were laughing it up last night saying, state-of-the-art India, what kind of crap hole is that?
I think specifically New Delhi is what we said.
Yeah. Basically suggesting that there's no way that there could possibly be a very nice hospital in New Delhi, India.
I think what I suggested was I was scared of going to a hospital in New Delhi.
Well, then let me read this email from Hawk. He writes in saying, India has some of the best doctors and hospitals in the world. The issue is that people here in America just don't know it yet. I know because my dad and many of my relatives went to India to get their serious surgeries done. You might like to hear that these state-of-the-art hospitals are private and not government-run.
Mm.
In most cases, they were started by Indian surgeons who have worked in American hospitals or received their education in America. These hospitals might not have every single state-of-the-art piece of equipment, but neither does America. America's not the only country doing scientific research and making all of the inventions in the world. It takes no more than 6 months to 1 year to buy these state-of-the-art from foreign countries. None of this should surprise you much if you take into consideration the number of Indians working in the American health industry. To give you a real example, my sister's father-in-law got his open-heart bypass surgery. Now, that's an expensive surgery, right?
Yes.
Open-heart bypass? Mm-hmm. What do you think he paid? In India. What do you think?
In his co-pays, or how much did it cost in general? I'm not sure what the question is.
$8,000. That's the answer.
Whoa.
He says apparently in America it'd be at least 10 times more.
My nose surgery costs in excess of $3,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to open up your nose and crack something in
place.
They
didn't even open any nose.
They shoved something up it, right?
Yeah, pretty much. They sheared off some pieces. And
how long did it take?
I would assume an hour.
Okay. And you were out? Tops. I mean, out right after that, pretty much? You went home? Did I keep you there or anything?
I did the show that
evening. In and out.
Yeah,
basically.
I did the show that evening.
Okay. Now, triple an open heart bypass, that's something I would think they'd probably want to keep you around for a little while, right? Afterwards, to monitor you.
I would think you'd be there close to a week in the hospital.
Right. I mean, a week in an American hospital? Even if you're just hanging out.
By a car for that.
$8,000. Exactly. So that's the latest on the Indian hospital situation. Maybe it's not as bad as you thought it was.
Quick update. Still scares me, that's all.
Hey, speaking of hospitals, somebody famous is in a hospital right now.
It's not Mel Gibson.
Either he's in a hospital or he's in a grave somewhere. Fidel Castro, who took control of Cuba in 1959, according to the AP, rebuffed repeated U.S. attempts to oust him and survived communism's demise almost everywhere else, temporarily relinquished his presidential powers to his brother Raul Monday night because of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Castro, less than 2 weeks away from his 80th birthday, that's pretty old for a guy. What's the average age? What's the average age of death for a man in America? Isn't it 70? It's that low?
That's what I just read online 3 days ago.
Wow.
That doesn't make it true. It's just what I read.
Well, Castro didn't appear on television broadcast in which his secretary read a letter from Castro. It was the first time in 47 years that Castro has ever given up his power.
Sure.
So this is big news. In the note read by Secretary Carlos Valenciega, Castro said that he underwent surgery after suffering gastrointestinal bleeding.
Wow.
Apparently due to stress from recent public appearances in Argentina and eastern Cuba, or maybe due from being an old man.
That too.
It was not immediately clear when the surgery took place. Typical of a communist regime to cover up as much of this information as humanly possible.
Well, the thing is it's... It's a little strange thing to do if you're just going in for surgery. It's a little weird to give up your power to your brother.
Sure it is.
But if you were, if for instance, you were dead, it's a great idea for you to be alive for another 2 weeks and for power to be transferred to your brother so that there's
a transitory period.
Yeah, it's more seamless. Castro passed away, and the guy who's been in charge for the last 2 weeks is still in charge.
Right. It's almost like with the Osama bin Laden situation where videos only come out from time to time. While here, you would think that if Castro was okay and he was just happily sitting in a hospital bed recovering from a successful surgery, they'd easily be able to put a video camera on him, and
right.
You could say, "Hello, everybody, I'm just fine. I'll be out of the hospital within a matter of days and ruling your country with an iron grip."
Yep.
But no, this is not what's going on. This is not what's going on. Instead, they've got the undersecretary reading a note on television with no evidence whatsoever that Castro's still alive.
Right.
This is what he allegedly has said, Castro, through the note. "The operation obligates me to undertake several weeks of rest. Extreme stress had provoked in me a sharp intestinal crisis with sustained bleeding that obligated me to undergo a complicated surgical procedure." Castro, who had been affected in the recent past with occasional health problems, said he was temporarily relinquishing the presidency to his younger brother and successor Raul, the defense minister, but said the move was of a provisional character, meaning there was no immediate appearance or statement by Raul Castro.
Well,
so they're just, I guess he's trying to say that I'm just covering my butt here, just passing on the presidency in case something goes wrong.
Did you see the footage of the Cubans dancing in the streets of Miami and Little Havana?
No, I don't.
Oh, they're very happy that Castro might be dead and that his brother's taking over. But here's what I don't understand is Raul is a bigger commie than Castro is.
Is he really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
And he's younger, and he's in better health.
He's 4 years younger. He's 75 compared to Castro.
I know it because I've read it. I mean, that doesn't make it true, but I believe it by authority.
Well, I don't know if the people in the next section is about the Miami Cubans cheering it on, but I don't know if they believe that Raul is going to be better per se. I think they believe this is going to be an opportunity for the Cubans to rise up and overthrow their communist government, as though they're actually going to do that, because they've been pretty much brainwashed since day number one.
I don't see how they're going to do that.
The calm delivery of the announcement appeared to signal that there would be an orderly succession to Raul should Fidel become permanently incapacitated.
So, I'd say that's true.
We'll talk about the Miami Cubans' response. Also, what one surgeon has to say about this, because surgery's always risky.
Oh, sure.
Especially when you're 80. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Is Castro dead? This is your show. You bring up anything you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, Me Amo Castro.
Actually, Me Amo Juan.
It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Fidel Castro allegedly going through a surgical procedure, and no one's heard from him quite yet. The Miami Cubans are celebrating. Your thoughts, is Castro alive? If he's dead, is anything going to change? 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is completely free, including the wiki. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll find over 700 unique pages created by the listeners. In fact, you can go in and edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. And so can everyone else. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. So the news is that Fidel Castro, less than 2 weeks away from his 80th birthday, according to the AP, has undergone surgery for gastrointestinal bleeding. That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good.
Does that basically mean that somewhere in your tubage down there, something has popped
elementary
open?
Tract?
Yes. Something has burst, essentially?
I don't know.
Doesn't sound good.
I'm certainly no doctor. It doesn't sound good.
And
it's not the ailment that concerns me. It's the way it's being handled. That's what makes me think that...
The hush-hush kind of, okay, yeah. Everything's fine. Our dear leader, he's fine. He's recovering as we speak. Well, why doesn't he speak for himself? Why don't you show him recovering?
If he was able to write a note, you'd think that they would just wheel in some cameras and say, yes, I'm a little old, but I've been old the whole time, you know, for quite some time, and here I am waving from a bed.
Yeah, but they're not doing that.
No.
However, Miami Cubans, and by the way, he's also, this is the other really newsworthy part of this, because Castro's been in the hospital before. In fact, I wonder how they handled it back then. I don't know. So if you're a Cuban and you've been paying attention,
he didn't give up power.
No, that's what's different this time. This time, the power of the presidency in Cuba has been passed to his brother Raul, and that's all we know at this point. Now, Miami Cubans...
That's what I should have said my name was when we came back.
The announcement drew cheering crowds in the streets of Miami, people waving Cuban flags on Little Havana's Calle Ocho, shouting, Cuba, 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 hoping that the end is near for the man most of them consider to be a ruthless dictator.
As far as I'm concerned, if they're dancing around the streets of Miami with Cuban flags chanting Cuba, 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 please go back.
Go back to Cuba?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Because why? I mean, you know, you're in America now.
They're happy for Cuba. They're happy for their
country. They sound like they're pining for the day that they can go back and get back their ancestral homeland as though they're going to get that thing back.
It's been gone
40 years.
Do you think that they do that? I mean, if you're in the Cuban community and you can comment to that, because I don't know. I'm not a Cuban. I have not been in their community. 800-259-9231. I'm not going to speculate.
I think you're
speculating.
I've known quite a few Cubans, and many of them are waiting for the day they can go back.
That's nutso.
It seems like that to me.
Why would you want to go back to an impoverished land like that?
You know, they love their homeland.
Okay. Well, the elder Castro, so they're hoping the end is near for Castro. Many of them fled the communist island or have parents and grandparents who did. The elder Castro asked that celebrations scheduled for his 80th birthday be postponed until December 2nd, which happens to be the 50th anniversary of Cuban's Revolutionary Armed Forces.
Was it 50?
I guess 60.
Yeah, 50th anniversary.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Castro said he would also temporarily delegate his duties as first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba to Raul, who turned 75 in June, and happens to have been taking on a more public profile in recent weeks. Things that make you go, It was unknown how serious Castro's condition was, but as Dr. Stephen Hanauer, gastroenterology chief at the University of Chicago, says, any major surgery in a 79-year-old person is life-threatening, mainly because of risk for complications such as pneumonia, blood clots, and strokes. And surgery at any age can always be fatal. I mean, even the most innocuous of surgeries. I remember when I went in for my vasectomy, even though it's the most popular surgery for guys to get, it's done so often. The guys that do these surgeries, I mean, they see several of them every week.
Yeah.
So it's very unlikely that anything's going to go wrong. But they made it very clear to me that something could go wrong, even with this surgery. And I'm not 79, and that wasn't gastrointestinal. So anyway, in power since the triumph of the Cuban Revolution in 1959, Castro has been the world's longest ruling.
I thought it was 63. What the heck was I thinking? Maybe that was bad pigs.
Castro has been the world's longest ruling head of government. Then they say that apparently only Thailand's somebody crowned in 1946 and Britain's Queen Elizabeth have been head of state longer. The maximum leader's ironclad rule has ensured Cuba remains among the world's five remaining communist countries.
I think that's Kim Jong-il's dad. Is it North Korea, you said?
No, Thailand.
Thailand.
King,
okay.
I'll try it. Bhumibol Adulyadej.
There you go. There you go.
Cubans are shocked. Streets in Havana, including the coastal Malecon Highway, where young people often congregate, were typically quiet late Monday. In old Havana, waiters at a popular cafe were momentarily stunned as they watched the news, but they quickly got back to work and put on brave faces. Listen to what they had to say. Agustin Lopez, 40 years old, says, he'll get better, without a doubt. There are really good doctors here, and he's extremely strong. Now, it makes me wonder, in a place like communist Cuba, where you've got government indoctrination, like we have in America, but not quite as bad. I mean, it's not quite as bad in America as it is in Cuba.
I would have to agree.
In Cuba, they're indoctrinated from day one into the communist system. And you have to wonder, is Mr. Lopez, middle-aged man, is he saying these things because he's concerned that the person interviewing him might be part of the Cuban press?
He could very well be concerned with that.
So is he just trying to, you know, be careful, or does he actually believe the propaganda? Is he actually out there pulling for his great leader? What is really going through the Cuban people's minds?
I think that most of them, you know, you have to be concerned with what you say. If you say, well, Castro has been an old jerk ever since he took over.
Right.
I hate him and I hope he dies.
The secret police might show up.
Mike, I think that the chances are very good.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't seem like a good idea.
In a nearby Plaza Vieja, Cuban musicians continue to play for customers, primarily foreign tourists, sitting at outdoor cafes. Signs on the plaza's colonial buildings put up during a recent Cuban holiday say, live on, Fidel, for 80 more. Good luck.
Congratulations.
We're really sad and pretty shocked, says Inez Cesar, a retired 58-year-old metal worker. But everyone's relaxed, too. I think he'll be fine. When asked about how she felt about having Raul Castro at the helm of the nation, Caesar paused and said one word. Normal. A leading Cuban government opponent in Havana said she believed Castro must be gravely ill to have stepped outside temporarily. Martha Beatriz Roque said in a telephone interview, "It's almost the same as death. No one knows if he'll even be alive December 2nd when he's supposed to celebrate his birthday." Now, how is it that somebody can be a leading Cuban government opponent in Havana? They let her get away with that?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
And they're her name's here. This is her name. I know they interviewed her by phone, but her name's attached to this quote. Sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231.
It's not my understanding of Cuban politics.
Have you been to Cuba? Do you? Can you tell us what it was like? I've seen some of the photos from some of the areas where they're not supposed to be taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just rubble. It's just trash.
A friend of mine went there and went to the beaches and the casinos and stuff and had a great time.
Really?
Yeah.
They have casinos in Cuba?
That was my understanding.
In Washington, the White House spokesperson says, "We're monitoring the situation. We can't speculate on Castro's health, but we'll continue to work for the day of Cuba's freedom." Ah! Why don't you just stay out of it, okay? Because you're not doing anything. As far as the United States government is concerned, you're not doing anything to help Cuba get more free. You've got an embargo on Cuba. You're preventing United States people in the United States from purchasing products from Cubans. You're hurting the Cuban population. Regardless of the fact that they might be brainwashed, and they might really believe that Castro's the great leader.
And the bad guy's in charge.
And the bad guy's in charge. The fact is,
it gives the bad guy an opportunity to blame us for being the bad guy.
Great point.
You know, if the Cuban people say, "We're poor and they're rich in America and we're trading with them," that would be one thing. It's another thing if we've got an embargo on them, he can blame us for making them poor.
Well, look what trade has done for China. China's becoming more marketized. China's
True.
Becoming more free, a free market week after week.
You're right.
It's not perfect. It's still communist rule over there. I know. But I would say China's got things way better in hand as far as the market is concerned than Cuba does. At least with relations with the United States. 800-259-9231. Have you been to Cuba? What's it like down there? And do you think that anything's going to change if Raul gets control? It's Free Talk Live.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous "Don't Tread on Me" Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously.
currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We've had two stories about octogenarians this hour. The first was a fake story that Mark brought in about an old lady that allegedly...
Shameful.
An old lady that allegedly killed or she shot a couple of rapists. Turned out to not be true.
No.
Unfortunately. It was a good story.
It was a good story. And, you know, it could happen anywhere.
And now the other story is about Fidel Castro, who's not quite an octogenarian, but he's about 2 weeks away. His birthday's coming soon. But he might be dead now because he's actually handed over power to his younger brother, Raul, down there in Cuba. And there's no actual physical evidence, anything tangible, of him surviving the surgery that he went through for gastrointestinal bleeding. So right now, the world is waiting to discover whether or not Fidel Castro will actually take to the stage again or whether he won't be seen again. We'll find out, I guess, all in due time.
Maybe they'll put him in a hermetically sealed vault like they did with Vladimir Lenin.
Well, just a little bit of history for those of you like me who went to government school and know absolutely nothing about Cuban history. On April 16th, 1961, Castro declared his revolution to be socialist. This is after he drove out then-President Batista. The United States was the first country to recognize Castro, but his radical economic reforms and rapid trials of the Batista supporters quickly unsettled U.S. leaders. Washington eventually slapped a trade embargo on the island and severed diplomatic ties, which have been severed through today. You can't travel to Cuba from any United States airport. You cannot do it. You have to travel to another country first.
I was wondering, how do Cubans get there? I guess they probably go through Bahamas.
Washington eventually slapped the trade embargo on. Castro seized American property and businesses and turned to the Soviet Union for military and economic assistance. And then Castro declared his revolution to be socialist on 1961, April 16th. The following day, he humiliated the United States by capturing more than 1,000 exile soldiers in the Bay of Pigs invasion. The world neared nuclear conflict in 1962 when President John F. Kennedy announced there were Soviet nuclear missiles in Cuba. After a tense week of diplomacy, Nikita Khrushchev, the Soviet, removed them. Meanwhile, Cuban revolutionaries... this paragraph almost sounds celebratory. Listen to this. Meanwhile, Cuban revolutionaries opened 10,000 new schools, erased illiteracy, and built a universal health care system.
There's a lot of liberals in our media that like Castro.
Yeah, Castro backed revolutionary movements in Latin America and Africa, but former liberties were whittled away as labor unions lost the right to strike, independent newspapers were shut down, and religious institutions harassed. Over nearly five decades, hundreds of thousands of Cubans have fled Castro's rule. many of them settling just across the Florida Straits in Miami. So, okay, so they built 10,000 new schools. So what? They just built some indoctrination centers for all the people there.
And who gets to see these schools? I mean, what are they, sheds?
Yeah, exactly. They can't be much. Erased illiteracy? I'll believe it when I see it.
Mm.
Yeah, right. I wonder how literate North Korean population is. I imagine it's that much.
I don't know. And it's still all perception.
Yeah.
I mean, what is illiterate? They can spell one word, and that makes them literate?
Right. Just because they passed the Cuban literacy test?
They can write their name, that makes them literate? Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
it's
just propaganda, and it's just a different government putting it out.
So Washington, D.C. saying that they're going to continue working for the day of Cuba's freedom. Look, if we want to help Cuban get to be free, then the only thing we can do, the only thing we should do, is reopen up trade with that country. Reopen up trade with those businesses there, because if Cubans are allowed to trade with Americans, it means they're going to be talking to us. They're going to learn things about maybe the market and the economy that maybe they didn't learn by trading with other socialist nations. I don't know. Having good relationships with free market type people in America, that can only be a good thing for them. Not to mention the money that's going to come in as a result of the products that they could possibly export. I mean, Cuban cigars are contraband in America.
Mm-hmm.
They're highly valued, though. If you're a cigar, and you are a cigar person, Mark.
I am.
Have you ever come across one of these things?
Oh, yeah. I bought a box of 50 of them when I was in Canada and mailed them to myself back here in the United States.
Did they make it?
No.
Man.
I don't know what happened to them.
The Border Patrol wants them, too.
How would they know? Just threw them away. My foot died, but they better have soaked
those things.
They
probably opened the packages. You don't think they opened the packages coming across the border?
They just never showed up. I don't know what happened to them. I never got in any trouble over it or anything.
That's good.
Just never showed up.
So
I should have sent them UPS.
Yeah, that would help.
But I didn't know anything about it.
So anyway, if we allowed the products to leave the country and come into America, get rid of the embargo, and allow Americans to go there. I mean, I understand that. I guess the purpose is to punish the Cuban people for allowing that to happen. What is that all about? What is the mindset there? How can you punish the people of a country for what their government does?
I guess the idea is the people haven't done enough to get rid of this bad guy.
Well, people could say the same thing about the United States, right? The people haven't done enough in the United States to get rid of our bad government. And so maybe we should be punished, too. That is faulty logic. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. To the phones we go. The Amplifier line in Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Evening, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Hey, Eric.
Good. Eric, what's on your mind?
Well, I just got some really good information for libertarians out there today.
Really?
Sam Raimi, the director of the Spider-Man 1 and 2 movies.
And the Evil Dead series.
Yep.
Yeah.
He has signed a contract with libertarian/objectivist author Terry Goodkind to bring his Sword of Truth series not into movie form, but into TV miniseries form.
Well, that's the only way they'd have enough time. Otherwise, it'd be like The Lord of the Rings was.
The Sword of Truth?
It's an epic tale of Richard and Cahlan as they traipse about Midland or something like that. I can't remember.
Well, can you give us a summary here since Mark can't remember? Eric, what is this all about?
The best way to describe it would be take J.R.R. Tolkien and Ayn Rand and smash them together.
Huh.
That's the best way to describe it.
There's not a lot of critters, like animated critters running around. It's mostly human beings, but... there's a magic sword, and there's a bad guy, of the darkest evil, and then he extols the virtues of freedom and liberty, and...
The bad guy does?
No.
The
good guy.
The author. The author does. The,
got it.
The character Richard is, it's clearly the libertarian man.
So they're fighting against a tyrannical government, basically.
Essentially, yeah. A guy who tries to keep the people down.
Huh. So is Sam Raimi a libertarian? Is that what you're suggesting, or is he just wanting to make some money off of a book?
Looking at the press release, it really sounds like he's been interested in doing this for a long time.
Hmm.
So I'm guessing he probably is.
You know, is it just...
There's no...
I was going to say, is it just me, or are there more libertarian-themed movies coming out now? I mean, you've got V for Vendetta, which is more of a free market, anarchist-style movie that came out last year, or I guess it was earlier this year. V for Vendetta, you've got America, Freedom to Fascism, which is a libertarian documentary. Plus, let's see, what else is, has come out recently? Well, also, they've been talking about...
I feel like Matrix was a libertarian movie.
The Matrix, for sure. But also, they've been talking about movies that are coming up, like Atlas Shrugged. There's been a lot of talk about Atlas Shrugged being made into a film. A major motion picture with big stars, like Brad and Angelina. And now we're talking about this fantasy series. And one could argue that there were some libertarian themes in The Lord of the Rings as well.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, if I had to give any recommendations, read the Sword of Truth series.
How many books is the series?
I'm on book six.
Book 11 just came out.
Holy crap.
And they're 400,000 words.
And yeah, each of them is huge.
Wow.
So
like 1,000 pages?
It's getting close to that, maybe 800.
Yeah. Wow.
He's actually trimmed them down in the last couple of books, but yeah, early on they were real thick.
But they keep you tuned in. They keep you plugged into the plot. You don't put them down. You're not bored with them.
I won't read a book that I'm bored with. So, no.
Book 11 just came out, and I read it in 27 hours.
Wow, 11 books in a series, and you're telling me that each one of these books has 800 plus pages?
I don't know about the newest ones. He said that the newest ones are smaller. I've been intending.
That's a hell of a series.
I've been intending to try to get a hold of Terry Goodkind's marketing company and seeing if I can get them to advertise on this show because, well. This is his audience.
Is there any sort of magical stuff going on in the books? They cast
magic,
spells and stuff?
Magic is very much a part of the book.
So it's magical, but no beasties.
There's a few beasts.
Dragons?
Not lots. Yeah, there's a dragon.
There's a dragon, okay. Yeah, you gotta have a dragon.
There's a talking dragon. It has kind of a quirky sense of humor.
Is he a libertarian talking dragon?
I think it's just she's just nasty.
She?
Yeah, she's just mean.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does she breathe fire?
There's some, there's some weird leather... gals who do torture.
So this is not for kids, then, is what you're saying.
No.
I wouldn't say there's anything.
You were up to book six?
I think so.
I think it was book five.
Faith of the Fallen.
Faith of the Fallen was It's almost a parallel of The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand.
At what age would you recommend that people start reading these books? Teenage?
I started reading them in middle school.
Wow, there you go.
I think 11 or 12.
Eric, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Hope that movie gets worked out. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Coming up, what happens when you curse on a check? It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
How would you